Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday. My name is Sharon Hill, and I am the host for Media Monday. I'm one of the registered mediums in Lilydale, and if you've never been, you might want to check it out. There are many offerings now that go all season, through the season and into the off season now. And you can check that out by visiting lilydaleassembly.org and see all of the fantastic offerings that are coming up that are there now. And, of course, church services that are ongoing, many on Zoom right now because of the COVID situation. And many of the workshops also are available on Zoom. So please check it out. If you're wanting to continue your studying past the season and that we closed on Labor Day, then there are still things being offered. So that's lilydaleassembly.org. Now, for those of you who are interested in finding out what I'm up to, you can visit my website at revsharonhill.com. All right, so as you know, for those of you who have tuned in before, we start with a brief topic or a question of the week. And if you have a question you would like answered specific to mediumship, troubleshooting something while you're doing mediumship, or just a question about it in general, whatever it is, if there's a curiosity you have, something you want to know, please leave that in the chat or send it to me. You can find a contact place on my website, again, revsharonhill.com, where you can contact me and your question will be aired live. We'll answer it on the radio. So go ahead and do that. If there's something that you're particularly interested in learning more about. And then we move on to taking live callers. We already have a number of callers in queue. And if you would like the chance to receive a spot reading, which means a brief reading, or you would like to ask a question, then the call-in number is 818-739-8818. I'll say it again slower. You might be writing it down. 818-739-8818. For those of you who would like to call in and receive a spot reading or ask your question. All right. So today we are starting with a topic. And the topic is what makes for good reading. Sometimes we try and guess. We predict what the person might want. If you're like anyone else and you're sitting there, a client may be coming, especially if you're new, you're not used to working with many clients, or you're having trouble connecting with certain clients or certain types of clients. This is all an ongoing learning process, believe me. I've been doing this for years and there's still so much to learn. So, you know, when I say something and I sound like I'm an expert, certainly I have quite a bit of experience. Many of us do, but we're all still learning. It's important to know that. And when I teach in particular, I tell my classes straight up, you know, I'm telling you what I'm telling you. I'm sharing this. It's from my experience. This is what I know. And if I have another experience tomorrow, I may deny everything I say. In this regard, a lot of it will remain true because it's simply human nature that we're dealing with and psychology. We're trying to build rapport with the client. What makes them comfortable? The very first thing that you have to address in a private sitting will be the comfort of the sitter. Someone comes to you and they're probably a bit nervous. You know, some people, they want something specific. They have an expectation. It's usually a setup because spirit doesn't work along the lines of expectations. Spirit will bring what they know is important. But for the medium, if you're self-conscious and you're not well linked to the spirit world or you're worried about the quality of your reading, all these things that are quite human, quite personable, partly personality, partly part of the process and learning. So I don't want to make it sound like it's wrong. It happens. We might be self-reflective, aware and aware of ourselves simultaneously in the moment. We always want to be learning as you're doing, but we want to build rapport and make our sitter comfortable. They're going to be quite nervous. If it's a first-time person, someone receiving a reading for the very first time, you know, they have a whole history behind them of what they think about all these things. What is a reading? What is it like to be with a medium? Is this okay? Is it not okay? I'm a little nervous. Never had this experience. I don't know what to make of it. And you will have that population. So you just want to reassure people, you know, that you care, that you're there, and that they're quite okay. And it's quite normal, very normal, for people to be nervous. And when you just say that outright, you know, it really puts people at ease. You know, the experience is you're going to be nervous. This is quite normal. People cry during readings. You want to make sure that they're aware they are not the only ones and have a box of tissue there. So you want your room to be set up in a way that's comfortable for your sitter and to have what they might need. Maybe you want to have water on hand for them. You certainly want to have a box of tissues, and you just want to be open, you know, so that they can feel relaxed and become more present. You know, the most challenging sitters are the ones who are sitting like this. Their arm, like, prove it to me, or I don't believe it, or I'm scared to death, you know, and it's difficult sometimes to break through that. So what makes for a good reading? The very first thing is to put your sitter at ease. You know, people, when we communicate with people, when you receive them, you know, welcome them. You know, demonstrate that you care that they came. You care about what they need. You care about their spirit, okay? And you do that by showing and demonstrating care and attending to what they need in the moment. And then explain how it goes. You know, I have a little blip on my website explaining things, a little video. You might want to go check it out because it helps people understand what they might expect. What is the process of a reading? For those people who don't know, it really helps, you know, helps to understand. And whether I'm doing public demonstration or communicating with a private in a private sitting, if people are new and they've never had the experience, you know, I help them understand, you know, I'm speaking with people I've never met about things I know nothing about. So it puts in context for them the understanding that I'm simply giving them what's coming through for them, and that there's also a piece that's interactive. You know, I will describe their spirit people and relay what they're being given, but it's their job to identify them. I may get the relationship that they are to the sitter and things like that. You would hope that you would get that evidence, and certainly that's part of my job. But for them to really be able to connect with who it is, they're the ones who have to ultimately identify who that spirit person is. So it's an interactive process. The person has to be on board too, your sitter, okay? So that they feel like you're not just speaking at them or speaking down to them or just saying whatever, that they really understand it's an interactive process, and that awareness itself puts them on alert. Now, the caution there is you don't want people to engage with you while you're doing the reading because it puts you in the left brain. And mediumship is a right brain function. We're working out of our right brain. You go into the left brain, you know, you're disconnecting from spirit. So you don't want to be taken off track by getting caught in conversation, people asking questions, or, you know, I'll believe it if you give me a name. It doesn't work like that, and you have to be quite comfortable in both communicating that to the sitter in a positive and supportive way, as well as being diligent in bringing through the evidence and the information very clearly that the Spirit is giving you. So what makes for a good sitting? Rapport between you and the sitter. Bring them at ease. Make sure they're comfortable. Explain how things are going to unfold, what they can expect. Let them know there are tissues on the table. And then help them understand. They'll identify their people. You bring the evidence. And just say that you're simply bringing the information that's being given to you. And oftentimes, the more difficult, challenging sitters, the ones who only want what they want and prove it to me kind of attitude, and the most difficult ones, as a medium, you can't get caught up in their belief system. You can only do your job. And a challenging piece for making a good reading is not to get caught in the needing to be right. I know we've talked about this before. The needing to be right, there's no such thing. You're never going to be right. You can only be sure. But if you're sure, that's everything. Because when you're sure, you're bringing the presence of what you're bringing, not just the information. And as a medium, this is what we want. In a way that you bring the presence, the energy is felt, and the energy is magnified by the Spirit, and they can feel it too. So oftentimes, it's not just the evidence that you bring for the sitter, but that you're able to bring it in such a way that you're sure and they are able to feel the presence of their loved one. That's everything, because then they've had the experience. And that's really what we all are trying to get to. And it makes for a very good sitting, makes for a very good reading, because we can never prove the continuity of life as mediums. All we can do is bring evidence enough that proves it to you that there's probably something to this. No way you could have known that. So we're getting our information from somewhere other than you or me. I'm not cold reading. I'm not reacting to you. And so we want to stay with our connection and stay in that loving, open place where that can be felt. Where you're literally holding your sitter in the energy of love as you're giving the reading. And then I say, it's telling the truth in love, because Spirit will always tell the truth. So what makes for a good reading? Making your sitter comfortable. Making sure they have what they need. Explaining things so that they can understand the process. Let them know if they can or can't ask questions or when. And to make sure that you bring good evidence so that they will have the experience that they came for, the reconnection with their loved ones. And that's what it's about, to feel that love, to feel that presence one more time. So what makes for a good reading, the quality of the evidence that you bring. And oftentimes, I'll say this, I've had the most challenging time. Sometimes you connect with the Spirit, they start out very general. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they'll just say something very specific, and you might not even know who it is yet that you have. They'll just give you something very specific, and that's really tell the person who it is. And then you develop the Spirit, bring them close, and bring more evidence about the Spirit who's giving that information. But sometimes you'll just get general information and develop it as they come closer. Like any relationship, when you're working with the Spirit, in the same way you're working with the sitter, you have to build rapport with both the sitter and the Spirit, because the Spirit won't just come talking to you. You know, yes, they want to get through to you. They have to be able to communicate with me in a way I understand, or the way that the medium understands, and they have to feel comfortable doing that as well. So it's kind of this dual process taking place, and that they will connect with the sitter. If you're good at giving what they gave you, then this is pretty easy to do most of the time. Sometimes not that easy, depending on the difficulty of the sitter. And when I say difficulty of the sitter, I don't mean there's anything wrong with the sitter. There never is. But some people are more afraid than others. Some people won't believe it unless you absolutely prove it. I do recall one medium in his post about a reading that he gave, saying that, you know, it was a one-eyed aunt and they wouldn't know for sure that they had who it was unless you brought a name. And you just have to think to yourself, how many one-eyed aunts does anybody have? You know, the odds of having more than one are probably not good. And so, you know, the way that the sitter is, you know, some things you just can't overcome. Some things you cannot account for. Sometimes the sitters are just difficult because of the way their mind has been trained or cued. And it is not anybody's fault. It doesn't mean that you're not doing a good job. It doesn't mean they're not doing a good job. What it means is that there's fear still in the way. There's a schism in the gap, and that you're not able to make that connection maybe with the sitter as well as you can make the connection with the spirit. Sometimes you can make the connection with the sitter better than you can make the connection with the spirit if that's the type of sitter you have, who's very engaging at times, and you'll want to caution that. Get closer to the spirit so that you can bring through the evidence, bring through the information that will be relevant to your sitter, what they're giving you. Give what the spirit gives you and let it unfold and make sense to your sitter, and not get caught up in whether or not it's true right now or not. We can't go there. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, not an issue. Whether you're sure. And if you're sure, and I recall myself receiving a reading from a very gifted medium, multiple generation medium, and he brought me information about my mom, and she was living at the time, and he was talking about her complaining of her knee, and she was not. There were a lot of things wrong with her, but her knees were not one of them. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because that couldn't be further off than anything. And I thought, wow, this is a really great medium, and how could he be that far off? Well, lo and behold, 2 years later, the symptom that occurred right before my mom passed, she was complaining of her knee, and she threw a clot. So the timeline is not always accurate when you're giving a reading. It's not always easy to tell if you're in the past, present, or future. And in this instance, he couldn't have been more accurate, but it was in the future, which I couldn't recognize. Just remain open, take the information, and ask the medium, don't get caught up in that. If they're saying, no, 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 spirit for me, if spirit brings it three times, I give it to them, absolutely, because I know spirit's adamant. This is their saying, okay. After three times, let it go. They can say no all they want. I don't know. I don't have a clue, because I'm speaking with people I've never met about things I know nothing about. I have no case to argue whatsoever. I'm simply relaying information they're giving to me. So always pointless to argue with a medium. Tell your sitter that right up front. Usually is good for a laugh, but they certainly will understand, and it helps people to remain open. So above all, make sure if you want a good reading, make sure that the sitter is comfortable. Make sure that you've welcomed them. Make sure that you make that connection with them. Using their name is always helpful. Make sure that you center your energy and that your energy field is such that you can hold the entire field so that they can feel the presence. And these are the things that will make for a good reading in addition to the evidence that you bring, and to not be caught in being right. All right, if you have any questions, please send me a text, send me an email. Shoot me a little chat line there. A question, I'd be happy to bring it up on air and we can learn more about it. So again, this is Sharon Hill with Media Monday. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And we will go now to taking live callers. And for our first caller, I have telephone number ending in 8947. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Sharon. This is Carla. And my question is regarding an unusual situation has brought another individual into our lives. This is involves like my husband and myself and this other person, and it's been ongoing. And I'm wondering when you see this resolve. Like, when will this person be sort of out of our life?
Okay. Wow, that's a very interesting question. Thank you, Carla, and thanks for calling in and asking. Right away, since you started asking, Spirit said when you choose to have them leave it. So this is an issue of people and not of spirit. So the situation.
Sorry, I missed your response. I'm sorry. Say that again. You picked up what?
Spirit immediately said when you choose to have them leave. So this is an issue of free will and not of spirit. The lesson spiritually is bigger than this. The person is not the issue. You've invited them into your life, and they won't leave until you disinvite them or ask them to leave. That is a free will answer. Okay? The spirit.
Actually, we felt like, wow. Sorry to cut you. Go ahead.
The spiritual reason that it occurred in the first place was validating insecurities and helping heal from them. I can tell you that. And beyond that, I will be getting into other people's business. That's none of my business or yours. So we'll have to let it go there. All right.
Because our understanding was like this whole situation was actually fated, like sort of not
it is
within
not.
Our power. It was not in our power, and I felt like even to untangle it, it's out of our hands. It's something like very guided from.
It's not.
So
the issue that created it is, but the situation is not. Yeah, that's where things get confusing, and that's probably what's confusing you in solving it.
Yeah, I mean, we just kept waiting for the sign and direction as how to resolve this, and not, you know, because
you
early on we would get a lot of direction. Okay, all right, well.
It's free will. That piece of it is free will. The overlying issue that created it is a fated issue between you and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the person involved is challenging your preconceived ideas about certain things. So they came to be a teacher and healer to you. And when it no longer serves its purpose, when you feel totally empowered, you leave or you ask them to leave. That's it. It's a free will situation you're in, but the idea surrounding it or what created it is the fated piece. But we don't want to confuse the fated piece
with the free will piece. I understand.
Right. All right.
I understand what you're saying. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. What a great question. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. For our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 6979. 6979. Who am I speaking with, please?
Oh, hi, Sharon. This is Donna in California. How are you?
Hi, Donna in California. How can I help you?
I wanted to know if you had messages for me, please, from Spirit.
Immediately, a cat walked in for you. A cat. And it looked like a cat walking in from a neighbor's property. Would you understand a neighbor having a cat or cats around you, please? And it could be growing up. They may be showing me something.
It kind of went in and out there. What about maybe three apartments down, there's a cat, I think.
Okay. The cat seems to be significant in checking you out. Also, spirit often comes through on cats. Are you happy with your living situation right now?
I don't know. You know, I've been in my apartment now for like 16 years. I would like to meet a partner and move in somewhere with him, you know, somewhere else. And, you know, I was thinking that would be nice, but I don't have a partner in my life.
So your answer will be no, even though you want your life to be different. I hear you. You know, I don't see you doing a lot different, though, to create that. And that might be an issue. And with COVID, it makes it complicated. So
yeah,
I have a lady here. She's coming in on dad's side of the family. And that means that it's either dad's mom or it could be an in-law to you from the past or step. So, but I have a lady here and she has kind of like a, and it feels dad's side of the family. It could also be a sister to your dad, like an aunt on dad's side. She has kind of like a rounded bonnet hair. It was beautiful white. And she had a little bit of fluff on her, you know. And she had a very peculiar personality, particular, whether it was happy or critical in any moment, is she was very adamant, okay, animated. All right, do you understand that?
Yes.
And she comes through for you in her, you know, belted dress and kind of like, and she's saying, you're not listening, honey, you're not listening. And she's saying, take the trash out. And I think my sense of what she's saying is you have let things go a bit in terms of not keeping up or taking as good care as you had in the past. As a bit of a, I don't want to say you're depressed, but a bit of a lower energy. And again, COVID and age could have, you know, tainted us a bit. Do you understand? And she's saying, take the trash out. And she's also indicating and showing me you've been listening to other people who are not very positive in their communication. You understand that? You do, don't you?
Possibly.
Woman in particular, a little bit, and you really, you know, she's been a friend a long time, and I feel like friend family. So, again, this could be an in-law. There's someone who's a bit critical of you. Do you understand?
Yes, I dropped her as a friend. Yeah, it was
Thank
too
you.
Much.
Thing, take the trash out. Get rid of everyone who's not on the same page as you are. Bring your energy up and just stay positive about your future and that things will go much better for you. But we can't bring into our life what we see in the same way that whatever we focus on becomes magnified. If you're focusing on the negative, that becomes magnified. We get more of it. We're focusing on the positive, we get more of that. This cat actually loves you. Does it ever get out of that person's apartment? Does it ever come down the hall? The cat in your building.
Yes, it does come down the walkway.
Okay. This cat loves you. So next time you see the cat, mentally say hello, because I think you're being given guidance, and I think sometimes we miss it because it isn't coming in the way that we're expecting. All right?
Okay.
Stay positive here. Stay hopeful. Stay positive about your future. Tell the universe what it is that you'd like. And then remain open and stay focused on the gratitude. Be grateful for everything you have, and you will be blessed with so much more.
Wonderful. Okay. Great. Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Listening. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Telephone number ending in 2574. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kimberly Ford.
Kimberly Ford, where are you from?
I'm Georgia.
And how can I help you?
Yeah, I just like to hear from someone on the other side in reference to what's going on to my with my career.
Okay, immediately a very thin male comes in for you. Very thin, somewhat darker skin, thin, very thin guy. And I want to say I see some graying here. So he was a bit older. What's significant is he was very thin, and he comes in directly behind you. Which he was very tall.
So it sounds sounds like my great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather. He lived to be a bit older and very thin. You can see a lot of skin on him, but he's still going, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And he comes in right away, and he says, he's referring to you as child, kind of, just like my child. And he's saying, you know, you worry too much about things. That's what he's saying. And that if you have happiness in your heart, you've got everything. He doesn't care that much about an occupation. He was happy no matter what. You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
And he's encouraging you to do the same, because when we're happy, happiness moves us in this world. Our dissatisfaction does not, because if we're dissatisfied, we'll create more of it.
Right. Right.
He's not worried, so you shouldn't be either. That's the answer.
Okay.
All right? Things will unfold as they should. You're concerned where there's really no concern.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, telephone number. Telephone number ending in 8428. Can I speak, please?
Hi, this is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call. This is the first time I've got to speak with you, and really enjoy having the opportunity. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Where are you from, Cindy?
I'm in Florida.
Cindy from Florida, and how can I help you?
Is there any of my loved ones in spirit that has a message for me about my relationship, and if it'll be this is the permanent relationship, you know, long-term getting married, or is this something temporary, or just any kind of insight that
what they're
they
showing
might have
me,
for me.
They're showing me a young boy. Do you or the other person have a young boy?
No. Both of us have grown children.
Would one of them have grandchildren who's a boy? Who's
yes.
young? Okay, and
yep.
who is it, you or the other person?
His daughter has a little boy that just turned a year. He's about a year and a half, and then they have a second baby on the way, so his grandson.
Okay.
Would be his grandson.
They're showing me the child coming to you, which is a very good sign, okay? And while I can't say anything absolutely, what I can say is you've got the heart to love, to parent, to be a partner. And so that's everything. Meaning
okay.
they're receiving you. They would say, I think there's a saying, well, come unto me, suffer the little children, come unto me. You've got the right energy. And so whether or not things work out in the long run, do not be concerned, because who you are is quite fine, and that you're fulfilling your soul without having to know an end game. All right? Just be who you are. Sometimes when we try and make things fit, or we want them to be final in a certain way, all it does is interfere, because we put in our own set of expectations or filters which have nothing to do with what's happening in the moment. Do you understand?
Okay. Well, my partner is, you know, telling me that he wants us to get married and long-term, and he sees us being together, but, you know, there's some roadblocks there with him living with his elderly parents, and I kind of I'm finding out that for, like, most of his life, he's either lived with his parents or next door to his parents, and I just don't know how he's going to be able to, you know.
Okay, well, it's not your job.
With a woman? So I don't know if I'm wasting my time, you know. I'm getting...
If you feel like you're wasting your time and you value being married more than you value the relationship, that's something you might want to look at.
Well, I don't want to be just a fill-in for somebody, a time killer. you know, I'm getting older. He's getting older. And I'd like something. So I feel like there's something good there between us, but I'm just wondering, is his wants and needs in a relationship, what he's, you know, is he saying one thing and just because he knows that's what I'm looking for, or is he genuine? I don't want to misjudge.
I hear what you're saying, and it tells me that you don't really trust him, or you don't trust you. Keep working on trust. You can't get an answer to that. There's no rigid answer. Relationships are more fluid than that. And until his parents pass, you won't know.
Hmm.
So you're either being satisfied the relationship is fulfilling or it's not. And just stay in the moment and being there and building the trust and learning to communicate honestly, asking him questions. He may not know. He won't have answers for him. It's a learning experience. Are you there for him in the office or not? Do you want to be? Or are you only looking at what you're going to get? So those are questions for you to think about. I want to thank you for listening to Medium Monday. Thanks for calling in, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Our next caller. Telephone number ending in 0254. 0254. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Where are you from?
I am calling from sunny Florida.
Oh, wonderful. And how can I help you?
I was hoping for a spot reading today.
Spot reading, you have a son that they're immediately bringing through, and he has been a bone of contention, and a bone of contention between you and what feels like his father. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm seeing they're showing, and when I say they, I have a number of spirit people here. I have a woman whose hair had to be just so all the time. A little bit of bangs and had to be just so. And I have also a great grandma, okay, who's kind of, and I have also a gentleman who I do believe will be a father-in-law to you. He was a somewhat bigger guy. I would say bigger in the middle, maybe.
Uh-huh.
He seemed taller maybe than he actually was, but I think he was fairly tall in this life, with dark hair, kind of thinned out.
Yes.
And all three of them are there.
Huh. Nice. Okay. Thank you.
And they're all surrounding this situation, trying to, you know how when you herd sheep, you know, border collies herd sheep. They keep them from going out of bounds. There's a spiritual force. You've got a presence of spirit people surrounding this boy, keeping him in bounds, if you will.
Thank you.
And they want him to know that, because they're saying there's nothing you can do, that it's between him and God or spirit. Okay? And they're trying to keep him contained and let him feel the presence so that he may move forward in the right direction. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Thank you. That's what they want you to know. They're on it. Okay?
And I appreciate that. And yeah, you feel helpless and...
Yes, and they're saying, don't keep sending energy to the spirit world. They're on it.
Okay.
Keep sending gratitude and protection. And the lady with the hair just so is blinking and blowing you a kiss.
Back at her. Yep.
And showing me purple flowers, which I do believe are forget-me-nots, with little yellow centers made out of cake.
Yeah, purple.
Cake icing.
Made out of what? Cake icing?
Cake icing. All right?
Okay.
You're listening. Thanks for calling in. God bless you and your situation.
Thank you.
Hey, telephone number ending in 9602. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Linda.
And where are you calling?
I'm a first-time caller calling from Ohio.
Okay, and how can I help you?
I just have a question, and I'm just looking for a little insight. I have, my sister is dealing with a lot of stuff in her life, and she's in a position, she's with somebody, and yet there are so many things she's reaching out for, and I just want to know if they're, you know, she seems kind of discontent, and you know, trying to be there for her. Any advice?
Well, immediately Spirit said you have more than one sister.
That's true.
And so what you're describing could potentially fit both.
That's true.
So, and again,
and
I have a lady coming through. A lady who's coming through. There's a lady coming through who I feel very motherly to you.
Okay.
She got a little belly on her as she aged, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she's showing herself. She had an odd sense of humor, off color a bit. Yeah. She's making me know that she was filled with hot air, okay? And the result of what happens when you are as being an ongoing entertainment, okay?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
I can take that. Yep.
And she's saying
I understand that.
Yeah. She's literally saying you can't worry about your sisters, that they have their soul path, and to be there for them is just to show up with love.
Okay.
Basically, send a prayer.
Thank you for taking my call.
Send love.
I do understand.
Okay.
Yep.
You understand?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller, telephone number ending in 7245. 7245. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello, my name is Ray. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Ray from California. How can I help you?
Hi, I think it's my first time calling, and I guess, I don't know how you do this, but if you can give me a reading, I guess, on relationships, love life, not dating anybody, but seeing, you know, if you see anything in the near future or what you see at all.
As I tune in with your energy, actually, they're showing me a dog, and it looks like they're showing me literally a Weinerheimer. Do you know what kind of breed that is?
Weinerheimer? I mean, I have a dog, but not that.
But not a Weinerheimer. Is it a hound? Is it a larger size hound?
No, I have a Chihuahua Terrier.
Oh, wow. Okay. They're showing me another dog, and it's a hound for sure. To me, it looks like a Weinerheimer. And to answer your question, do you know someone who has that kind of dog?
I can't say I do, no.
Then pay good attention, because you may meet someone who has that dog.
Huh, okay.
It's
I have a Chihuahua Terrier.
Right. They're not showing me your dog. What they're showing and telling me is that you're going to meet someone and you will know by their dog, which is interesting. So, you know, dogs are very good. Dogs are very good at choosing people, right?
Uh-huh.
Trust that. Because you're going to meet someone, your relationship may start or you may come in contact. It's going to be about the dog, okay? But that doesn't mean it's all about the dog. They're answering your question by showing me the dog, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Interesting. Okay,
yeah.
I'll take it.
I also have a lady
for that.
Here. I have a lady here who went salt and pepper, and she had short, pretty curly hair. I don't know if the curl was natural or not, but you would recognize her as salt and pepper, curly hair, and she feels like she has more of an ant energy for you. To you? Do you understand that, please?
Hmm.
About average?
Can't say that I...
Can't say that you do?
Can't say that I do. Mm-mm.
Okay. Would you understand?
I don't have any.
You have no aunts. This may be an in-law.
No, I don't have any aunts that have crossed over. I have, you know, I have grandmothers, but not aunts.
Does a grandmother fit this, or would it be a sister of a grandmother? It could be a great aunt.
But my grandmother didn't have short curly hair.
Okay, did she have a sister who did?
Don't really know her sisters really well.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I can't give you something I'm not getting. I just want to be specific. Something you may look up in the future,
yeah,
if you see family photos. Anyway, there is someone here for you who feels sad and kind of sorry for you, wants to get you hooked up with somebody, okay, because they believed, and your grandma's family believes it's always better to be with someone, right? You understand that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They were very strong family people, and they want to get you hooked up, buddy. They really do, okay? So trust spirit's working on it. You have a chance to walk your dog. You know, a lot of times you don't need to really walk Chihuahua. Terrier mixes, they can do well in small places, but get out and about and see who you meet who might have a larger dog, all right?
All righty. Is there any way we can get a hold of you, like, outside of this?
Yes. Go to my website, RevSharonHill.com.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. I'll take a look. I appreciate the call. And
you're welcome.
The reading.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye. Of course, bye-bye.
All right. Cell phone number ending in 4252. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Catherine from New York, and how can I help you?
I was wondering, please, if you could see me finishing part of my project by the end of this month.
Is this a project for school? Is this a project for school, please?
No.
A creative endeavor that's turned into a business. They're linking,
yes,
they're talking about you in school. Now, you have a master's degree, please?
No. That's right.
Have you finished college?
Yes.
Okay, then pay good attention, please. Because they're talking about a master's degree, and they're saying a project, and they're showing me work, but they're saying for school. I am what I'm being led to believe here, what it feels like. They're encouraging you to get more education so that your career will ultimately be more fulfilling. Do you understand that, please?
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought of that, but yes, I could understand it.
Because you're very creative and you're very good at what you do. You're not always getting the best assignments, and you're still in a place where you're proving yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
If you do the both and, you're going to go much further with your career and in your life than if you just try and prove yourself, kind of duking it out among everybody else. You understand that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, you have free will, totally up to you, but there will never be a better time is what they're saying. Okay?
Well,
and I'm seeing online, not in person, I'm seeing online, and a lot of your projects are going to be able to overlap. Things you do for work can count for school and vice versa. Okay?
Yeah. Wow.
All right?
Thank you.
I have a lovely lady here, mom's side of the family. She feels grandmotherly to me.
Yeah.
And She has the most lovely smile and disposition, and she has beautiful skin. She wants to let you know you're loved. All right?
Thank you. Wow, yes.
You're welcome. Okay. And say hi to your mom, she says.
I will.
All right.
Well, thank you.
And tell her not to clip the wings or burn the turkey. All right?
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Well,
thanks for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Cell phone number ending in 3924. 3924. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name's Jennifer. I was hoping for a message from Spirit.
Hi, Jennifer. Where are you calling from?
Windsor, Ontario.
Ontario, Windsor.
Yes.
Okay.
You okay?
I am.
Okay.
They're showing me a stake. They're showing me a stake. You want a message from Spirit, they're showing me a stake, okay?
Okay.
I think this is fascinating. Now, is it you who likes steak and won't give it up? You like cooking them out? They're showing this is not cooked. It's just raw. So it just shows steak.
My boyfriend eats steak that's almost raw almost all the time. He loves steak so much.
Okay. And you would understand your mom's in the spirit world, correct?
No. Mom is not. His mom is, though.
His mom is. Okay, I'm going to take that. His mom is.
Okay.
Because I have a mom here and showing me the steak. But I think, you know, I have to say, he does really well with red meat. I don't think you do. Okay? You don't like it as much, although they're showing that you like it, too. You know, you cook yours more. And that you like the summertime, being able to be outside. They're showing that it's pretty cold quite a bit of the year where you are. And that being outside, like on the patio in the backyard, big deal for you, right?
Oh, yeah, I do like being outside a lot, yeah.
And they're showing that. So they're saying enjoy. This guy does not feel like a boyfriend to you. He feels more like a husband or a significant other who's a long-term partner.
Okay.
All right. So they're actually showing the two of you together as family. All right. And that things have been good for a long time. Is that true?
Yeah, pretty good there's a bit of a distance because of COVID and the border. So.
Right. Yeah.
No.
But.
Yeah.
And it's actually brought, in some ways, it's brought you closer. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
Okay. And so you're getting a lot of love and support for the relationship spirit side. All right, just want to let you know that. They're also showing me the red wine, and I think this will be you. Does that make sense? Okay. So
one of my neighbors, I did a seance for them and a house cleansing, and she gave me a case of red wine to thank me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So they're very happy for you is what they're saying, bringing you a lot of love and happiness. All right?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. All right. Telephone number.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. How are you? You can do spatter reading to me, please. My name is Maria.
Maria from New York?
Yes.
Hey. I have a grumpy old man here. I think you used to be married to him.
What?
Has your husband passed into spirit, please?
My husband, yes. My husband passed away 9 years ago.
I have a grumpy old man here. He's coming in a bit grumpy. I think he was grumpy before he passed. Is that true?
What? My husband was having a time.
I didn't understand that.
All time, my husband is grumpy.
A long time he was grumpy. Okay. He comes through. He really wants to say that you were beautiful. So he married you. He married you for your beauty. And that he didn't always treat you nicely. Do you understand?
Yes.
And that he really is feeling badly about that. And he wished he'd have left you better. Do you understand?
Yes.
He tied your hands on some things because he was pretty mean and spiteful at the end. He got pretty mean there sometimes. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And he feels very badly about that. He wants you to know that he loved you and that he had a terrible way of showing it. He's also talking about a son that you have who he gave all the control.
I got a daughter, not a son.
She's married, please. Does the son-in-law pretty much control things?
No, she's a single, my daughter.
Single. He's showing me another male, so who would that be? Is that a nephew to you, to him?
I have a nephew, but I don't talk. I wonder my daughter can find a nice boyfriend. I was, but you see anybody?
Maybe your brother, actually. I'm not too sure. He's showing me a male. I think that he really didn't trust women to do a lot. You understand?
Yes.
And that he only trusted men, even if they really weren't competent. And I think that's the situation you were in.
Yes.
Okay? And he's saying he's sad in retrospect about that, that he didn't talk to you enough, that he didn't tell you enough. Do you understand?
Yes.
And he's showing me.
Excuse me.
Do you understand the handkerchief on the coffin? Did you smack the coffin when they closed it, please?
Coffee?
His coffin, when they closed it.
Yeah, yeah.
You smacked it.
Who?
You. You had a handkerchief on top of the coffin. Do you understand that?
No.
He's showing that when the coffin was closed, with the handkerchief in your hand, like touching the coffin. Okay?
I touch him, I don't smack him.
Okay. Okay. He's showing that to me, that you closed that chapter, and he feels bad that he left without saying all the things he needed to. How beautiful you were. What a good wife and mother you were. He never said that to you, and he feels badly about that. Okay? So please take his amends. Know that he's sending you nothing but love, and he's wishing you the best and blowing you a kiss.
Thank you. Are you still in Italy this year?
Is he still in Italy? Is he what?
Is I going to go in Italy to buy a property?
Are you going to go to Italy? They immediately show me the month of September. You may go next September is what they're showing me, or September will be significant. All right?
Thank you very, very much, Cambridge. Thank
you. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And that's going to conclude our show. We're going to be taking off the air momentarily. I want to thank everyone for listening to Medium Monday. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to those of you who called. If you have questions, please send them to me. We'll get them on the air. And check out LilyDaleAssembly.org for your continued learning. And if you're interested in more of connecting with me for reading or any teachings, any events that I have coming up, you can check out my website at RevSharonHill.com. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk with everyone again. See you next week.